Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 40 for October 24th, 2009. Stupid hookers. And welcome to another happy edition of This Week in Fun. I have no idea what episode this is. Martin Sargent?
40. This is episode 40.
We're over the hill.
Whiff is over the hill. I think that we've all known that since about episode 5.
Right. So now it's just the slow downward march into obscurity and then death, I guess.
With Whiff, had progeria. It was really old even when it was young.
TWiT 40. I mean, it's.
Can you believe it? Can you believe we've done 40 episodes of this?
We should be drinking
40 ounces.
Yeah, we should be. I've got a kombucha, but it's sort of a not that much fun version of a 40 ouncer. It actually isn't 40 ounces, it's 16. 40 ounces of liquor, man, that's a lot. 40 episodes. I feel like. I don't know. I guess in a way, right, it feels like we've done 40, but not really. I mean, we started last December, so it's now, we're coming up on a year. How many are we going to get to in a year? Like 50? I guess there's 52 weeks in a year, so something like that.
Something like that, yeah. We missed a couple of weeks.
We missed a couple of weeks, but only a couple. I think all in all,
we have almost perfect attendance.
Almost perfect attendance, like Brett Favre. You and I have had all sorts of reasons not to actually.
Oh, are you kidding? This year?
Get the show done. This has been quite a year.
This has been quite a real doozy.
Yeah, sure has. What's been going on with you this year? I forget.
That's nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I'm going on my 1 year anniversary of retirement.
You know what that we can call it? We can call it a sabbatical. You're on a sabbatical to work on, yourself, to work on your inspiration and stuff.
That's a really good way of putting it.
But don't sabbaticals pay you? I don't know that much about them because no one lets me
take. Getting paid.
Yeah.
So I am still getting paid. It's called unemployment.
Right. And I mean, good thing unemployment is so easy to live on, I mean, there's so much money that the government gives you every 2 weeks. It's like, really, who wants to work? It could be worse.
It's not that bad. They do get quite a bit.
No, I mean, in San Francisco, with the rent the way that they are, I mean, we're all, scraping by anyway.
If I lived anywhere else, I would be doing quite well.
Right. I know.
Like, I'd probably be making more than per capita. Than the average, and in a lot of places.
Yeah, that's true. California unemployment, thanks, but sort of no thanks because you need a job. I mean, this is getting silly at this point. This whole job thing. I mean, come on, Martin, go back to work. You proved your point.
I was watching Security Now before we did this. It was on Steve
Gibson's
show. What
is Security Now? That sounds like some sort of a nightmare.
It's a show that's hosted by Steve Gibson, and it's a wonderful program. I really enjoyed it.
Really?
It's really good. I've seen a trend, though, in all the other shows on the TWiT network, such as Security Now, and all the shows that Leo does. They're all kind of it's always the same stuff. It's always this high tech stuff, and I think that we do it a little bit differently on this show. You know, it's well, the end of the week.
That's the thing about the Twit Network is, you know, good premise, guys, but yeah, it needs so many. I mean, you've got like 40, 50 shows, and it's tech, and security, and tech, and Windows 7. I mean, after a while, you know, your brain wants to explode.
It's crazy.
You know, or shut
down,
those
shows,
or grow a tumor or
it's something. Every show is just, it's always about the defragging.
The defragging.
The repartitioning and the updating of the kernels.
Even just a single partition. You know, just the one. You know, it's like, oh God, we're going to go through the partition. I mean, I get it.
259 episodes of security now. I just summed them all up.
I wonder how long it's going to take for Steve Gibson to have enough free time to write us and be like, hey, guess what, you guys? Your jokes are tired. Do you think he'll ever have, like, you know, an extra 5 minutes to just pass off?
You know, we say about all those other shows, are more popular than this one, okay?
I don't know that that's true. Now, Leo would not have put us on the Twit Roku lineup if we were just some obscure, crappy little show. What do you think about that?
Is Gibson on the Roku lineup?
I don't remember. Probably. That's okay. I can share the limelight with Gibson as long as I'm on somebody's Roku box. That's very exciting.
I like his set. I'd like to do this. He sits in. He's got all books in back of him. Like, he's in a library. So every one of those books is about computer security.
You know what those books are? Those are like those books in IKEA that are like made of plastic and hollow, and they're not really books. Whole thing's
like
a big,
you know, one of the things. It's like a screen that he pulls down.
You know, security is all smoke and mirrors.
Another one down,
anyway.
And it's like a river scene.
Those aren't books, Gibson. On to you.
It's like he pulls another one down. It's like a Turkish bath, and he puts on his robe.
I've been in a Turkish bath, and it was kind of weird. Actually, I didn't like it as much as I thought I would. Although I'm sure that they vary from bath to bath. It was just kind of boring. You know, like a normal bath. You know, you ever take a bath at home and you're like kind of bored sitting here?
I used to take a lot of baths, and I used to always get excited about it. And I thought it was going to be a good idea. And I'd say, I'm going to go curl up. I lived in this one house. It was great. I had a jacuzzi inside, like a jacuzzi bath, and a hot tub outside. It was wonderful.
I mean, and you want to warm your old bones.
Yeah,
and
I get myself a book, and I think, all right, I'm gonna go sit in the tub, and I'm gonna read this book. And you get in there, and you start to read the book, and you get so bored of it, and you want to put your hands under the water.
You want to put your hands under the water, and the book will be ruined. You need some sort of weird Kindle apparatus, like, hanging above your head. And the whole thing, after a while, you're like, you know what? I don't even want to take a bath anymore. The moment is gone. Everything's ruined.
Well, Sarah, apparently we're putting Joe Canadian in the chat room to sleep. Sorry, Joe Canadian.
Well, it's because he's Canadian.
Dude. Keep that attitude up, North Pal. But we can actually start the more content of the show here. Oh, well, first I want to give a quick how do they do it in radio? A shout out, is that what they say? A shout out.
Have
you tried similar.com? Sort of a new social network. Yeah, have you tried it out? Have you signed up? Similar.
I have. In fact, I did a little.
The guy in our audience who's behind it. He's one of the guys behind it. Dan Hesseldahl. And, you know, I signed up for Similar. They got public. You guys can all go do Similar, S-I-M-L-E-R. It's really fun.
Like Similar, but with fun spelling.
Misha Day's on there. It's like, you know, it's the hip place to be right now.
Is he paying you to say this? Where did this come from? Well, or do you just like it?
No, I liked it. And, you know, he likes our show. So I figured, hey.
He does. He does watch our show.
He said that he liked our show. I'm going to say I like his site. That's all.
Well, you know what? I think that's awesome. I like the site too. It's kind of like a modern message board.
You meet people with all your similar likes, and you tag. You know, say I'm into.
It's
these
all about the tagging. Forget the defragging. 2009 is all about the tagging.
So that's it. Check it out if you want to. You know, we're not in their pocket or anything like that. I just thought it was a neat thing, and I appreciate Dan or anyone who watches this show. So Right on. Anyway, a lot of great stuff going on in the tech news this week that I've been reading about.
Really? Like what?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard kind of one tech
kind
thing.
Of tech news, such as this.
Such as.
I'm sure you've heard about this. This one I think got, was kind of mainstream actually. Usually the stories we talk about this show are pretty obscure. This one I think got quite a bit of press. This guy in Minnesota, he got a DWI riding around in a Lazy Boy chair. I'd be so pissed off.
First of all,
went to the bar. It's a motorized chair. He's got like a lawnmower engine in the chair and a stereo and cup holders.
Is it like a wheelchair? Can he walk?
Huh?
Can he
walk? It's just fun. He can walk.
Oh, so it's like a Burning Man kind of thing.
Yeah. So he went to the bar and he had 8 or 9 beers and he's driving the Lazy Boy home and he crashes it. Crashes it. All right, he gets arrested. And he gets a DWI. There it is.
Now,
there's the.
How fast is the Lazy Boy going? Because I think that kind of matters.
Well, it's a lawnmower, so it can't go very fast at all.
Can't go very fast at all. But you could maybe break a window.
I don't think you could break a window. What if? So can you get? Let's say somebody who, is paralyzed or something like that, and they go get wasted at the bar. And or anyone in a wheelchair for whatever reason, can you get a DWI for that?
First of all, it's DUI. You live in California, not Rochester, New York.
Well, it's DWI where I'm from.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not there anymore. You're clogging up our cities.
It says DWI in the article. So apparently where that happened. See, I'm journalistic.
Oh, God. I think the other headline said DUI, as I recall. Although, anything I recall these days is like 50-50 that it even happened because I'm so doped up most of the time. It's great. I forget a lot of things. So it's DWI, DUI, webs.
We talked about it so much last night. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Good. I mean, no biggie. Just there's this little brain tumor thing going on. They think maybe it's a brain tumor.
That's
or a life-threatening parasite. One of the two. Not sure yet.
But it's not like super scary kind of brain tumor, what they think, right?
Well, here's the thing with brain tumors. People hear tumor and they think cancer. Well, brain tumors can be cancerous, but the brain is sort of its own little beast as far as what the sort of things that grow in brain tissue and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of nasty, the whole thing. But the tumor that I may have, it's on my right temporal lobe, it may be something that is removable. So I get to have brain surgery. What's up, bitches? Or if it's a parasite, that there are certain drugs that they can kind of, release onto my brain to kind of make it sort of collapse and get absorbed by the body. That stuff's kind of toxic. Or, there are a lot of treatment options depending on what the consensus is. Martin, you get enough doctors in a room and they start, nobody agrees with anybody else. It's like there's 5 different opinions right now on what might be wrong with me and what the next best thing to do as far as treatment goes. So
now I'm not Dr. House, although he and I have a lot of traits in common.
But yeah, you do.
I like the ganglioglioma theory.
You prefer that one?
I'm thinking that that's what it is for a few reasons. It fits your symptoms. It often causes seizures.
Mm-hmm. True.
There are a few other symptoms of this. It is something that is typically in the temporal lobe.
Correct. But the thing is that neurocystic kerosis applies to me
you
too.
You would probably, yes, it is. It is a tumor. But it's a very, very slow growing tumor. It's not going to, take over your whole head.
No, yeah.
And you extract this thing, and because yours is really close to the skull, it can be easily, you're going to have to take, they're going to have to shave a little piece of your hair off. Are you okay with that?
Believe me, I've already asked about this because, the whole, what's my haircut going to be after brain surgery is of the utmost concern. And the neurologist and I have already discussed this, and she said she thinks it can be kind of a cool little punky shaved thing. Where the hair can be long and then it'll be like spiky short underneath. which actually I think is going to start a women in tech shaved head trend. I hope it will anyway, which is pretty cool because, I mean, obviously I'm a trendsetter anyway, and this is just one new way that I'm going to, you know, blaze new trails.
All the other women in tech, as a show of support and solidarity, will shave the side of their head. I'm sure they will.
One would hope. I mean, you know, if they're really tech girls.
I'm calling them out right now.
Yeah. See? Look at that.
Kelly Lewis, you know.
Kelly Lewis, Veronica Belmont.
If you guys don't do it, you're hard-hearted.
This is awesome. Do it, you guys. You're not my friends. You don't know anything. So anyway, you know, let's wrap up all this brain crap because I'm so sick of talking about it. But I'm going to have another MRI next week.
I know that our viewers had, everyone is, of course, concerned because everyone adores you.
I'm just the adorable little twit of Twiff.
Going to be really, really good. Anyway, we were talking about Windows 7 a little bit earlier.
What is this Windows 7? It doesn't compute. What is this thing? What is this Windows 7?
What Windows 7 is now that Windows, the operating system, is 7 years old, they come out with the 7. And that's pretty much all.
Well, that's not true. What about Windows 95? That was, you know, 13 years ago.
That's when Windows was 95 in dog years or something.
Whoa. I don't know. Have you been taking milorazepams? Because that doesn't make a lick of sense, what you just said.
Well, obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about. No, you know, Windows 7, basically, it's what Vista should have been.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And everyone seems to like it. I haven't used it myself. But
I haven't either. I haven't installed on my little HP Mini.
Over in Japan, the reason I bring it up, in a bit of cross-marketing, they're doing some cross-marketing with Burger King, which is a fast food chain that I actually enjoy eating at.
What do you buy at Burger King when you go in there?
I get a Whopper. And look what they're doing over there. It's the Windows 7 Whopper.
Because there's 7 patties?
There are 7 patties in there, Sarah. They're serving it all this week.
In Japan?
It's 1.75 pounds.
My goodness. I don't think
this is a marketing idea.
I think it's... I mean, you want to know what I think?
I mean, people already think that Windows is bloated.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just...
Well, I don't really see the point in a gimmicky 7-layer burger from Burger King. You know, I just find that wasteful. And it's not good for you if you eat it. And, you know, like more cows die or whatever. I think the whole thing is dumb. And now I hate Microsoft. So, thanks. Thanks, marketing team. Your plan just backfired. At least in my room it did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. See, this is what the lorries do to my head. I get mean.
No, the lorries don't do that. You know that. They're happy.
Oh, they're wonderful. I float through life now. I mean, it's never been better.
Does it make you tired though? Those things you can say, I find them very soporific.
I mean, you know what I do? I only have the 100 milligrams, and I'm taking them halves.
You have 1 milligram pills.
Oh, okay, 1 milligram. But I cut them in half, and then I just have the half. So, no, I'm not like, you know, I mean, taking a nap always sounds good. But, no, I don't think I'm any more tired than usual. I'm just not anxious. I'll tell you that much. I actually tried to get anxious the other day. I was like, I'm going to think of something and I'm going to try to get all worked up. It was impossible. Best thing ever.
Here's what I would think. If I was living my life always on lorazepam or any of these like anti-anxiety kind of drugs, I don't think I would be able, and I was at work, I wouldn't be able to get anything done because I'd be like, deadline. Who cares? You know,
yeah, I'm right. Exactly.
About that. I'm not going to get worked up about what my crusty old boss thinks. I don't care. Mario. Whatever Mario. That's Sarah's boss. He's a cool guy, actually.
He's not crusty or old, though. So I don't really know. Nice, like, who's your crusty old boss? Leo?
Mine?
Yeah. I guess so.
My boss is a Jewish carpenter.
Okay. I don't get that.
Jesus.
So Windows 7 came out and they made a dumb burger. What else is going on in the world?
Whatever. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know. I have no idea, Martin. you drive the show. I just am here to provide witty banter. You know how our relationship works.
We'll talk about one more story, and then we're going to play True or Poo. How about that?
Oh, True or Poo. I haven't done that in a while. How fun.
This is a great one. This guy got arrested for walking through his own kitchen naked.
Now, that doesn't make sense to me because one of the best things about being inside a home is walking around it naked, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Do you walk through the house naked?
Oh, yes.
Do you really?
I do every day. Yes.
Okay.
That's my right as a civilian to walk through my own house without a stitch on.
I agree. This guy apparently agreed too. 29-year-old guy.
Okay, so he's probably kind of fit.
Wakes up at 5:30 in the morning. He walks to the kitchen to make a cup of coffee, naked. Uh-huh. His roommates are out of town for the weekend or something like that.
So he's
get a cup of coffee naked. This lady's walking by the street with her 7-year-old boy and sees him through the window. It's still dark out. It's 5:30. Sees this naked guy in the kitchen, calls the police. He gets arrested. And now faces up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine.
Because she was somehow able to argue that he was harassing her, even though she was the peeping Tom looking into his window?
Exactly. She was scandalized, and her poor little child saw a male peepee.
Well, okay, there's a child involved, but still. I mean, maybe the guy should have closed his drapes. I kind of get that. But they also could have not looked in his window. I mean,
unless he was being an exhibitionist somehow.
Right. You know. Which could, that's a whole different thing.
If he's squatting on the kitchen counter, looking out the window, like, you know, at full attention or something like that, then yes. I think that this person should probably, you know, face a little.
At full attention. Aye, aye, Captain. Yeah, no, I guess. I mean, it's a real gray area, isn't it? I mean, he is in his own house. He's not, you know, like, he didn't run out on the sidewalk and be like, blah, 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 you know, to the woman and her poor child. But I can see where, depending on, hey, if he was just making some coffee and it was just an, you know, unfortunate accident, I really think that, you know, she's, I don't know, wear blind or something. Don't look into people's windows. But maybe, you know, if this is something like maybe he's known as being sort of the town weirdo, and he's, you know, naked, and he, like, maybe he knew what time she was going to walk by. By the way, 5:30, what is anyone doing walking around at 5:30 in the morning?
I know.
It's dark outside.
It's suspicious. I could be in trouble because my place, as you know, it's like
all windows.
It's like living in an aquarium here. It's nothing but windows.
Yeah.
On all sides here. I mean, I do have blinds that I can close, but.
You don't.
But I usually don't. They're usually all open.
Well, maybe you ought to think about walking around naked because somebody might sue you if they're walking by. The people who stole Molly's car might sue you for upsetting them.
You know what? It would scare the homeless people out of here if I were to walk around naked. They wouldn't come around. All the scofflaws.
Like, everybody wins. You know, nudity saves.
No, let's not go over there. That's where that disgusting guy, naked guy, lives.
We've talked about the male anatomy and how I feel about it as a rule, as a whole. So, yeah, I mean, I think you could do some really frightening damage and save the neighborhood and take back the night.
I mean, I'm not under any illusions. I don't think that I'm, you know, people aren't going to like, there's not going to be anyone walking by, see me naked and go like, oh my God, who is that Adonis in the window?
But
they're going to look away and they're going to hasten their pace.
But I mean, no guy is going to see it. Like, everyone's good. I think for the most part, naked guy, I don't care how good a shape he's in, you go, ah, oh my God, naked guy. That's what I would do anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it's in my own bedroom, that's the way that I react. To great consternation on the part of others.
What do you say we play some true or poo?
Let's do that.
All right, Sarah, let me remind you how we play this little game. It's called True or Poo. I'm gonna tell you three stories. Now, these stories, each one of them, they could be ripped straight from the headlines, or they could be big steaming piles of poo that came straight from my soul.
Okay.
And I won't describe how they got onto the page.
So real or fake, one. I must choose one.
That's all you have to do. Now, because there are three of these, we can set, you know, sort of put some stakes on this. So let's say if you get two of them right, then you win. And if I fool you on two out of the three, then I win. And well, I'm so happy now that because you're on the new medication that you can drink again. So I say, I vote that maybe we should play drinks.
We should go retro and start playing for drinks again. That's what I'm saying.
We should, because we didn't last week.
No, and you know what? It sucked. My Friday was, quite frankly, pooey because we didn't do our post show wind down. Somebody buys somebody a drink, and I'm glad to be back in the game. Kepra, wonderful job.
I represented. I represented for you, Sarah.
Did you? So here's what I'm going to do, because everyone always accuses me of cheating or Googling. As you can see, hands will be like this for the duration of this game, so you know that I'm not looking.
All right. You can't look in the chat room there.
Oh. Well, they don't know
anything.
Here's
your first story. Here's your first story. You ready for it?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I am.
Berlin's red light district is going green. A brothel hoping to stave off falling demand in the economic crisis has begun offering discounts to customers who pedal bicycles to the door. It's very difficult to find parking around here, and this option is better for our environment, says Thomas Goetz, who owns the Maison d'Envie brothel. To get the discount, customers must show the receptionist either a bicycle padlock key or proof they use public transit to get to the neighborhood where the brothel is located. That knocks the price for 45 minutes in a room from 70 euros down to 65. True or poo?
Is that it? 70 euros? My gosh, what's wrong with these girls? You get so much more than that. I mean, well, you know, what? If
it's
you're
about,
a prostitute.
About $120 or so? Something like that?
Well, is that what the exchange rate is these days? Is our dollar really that weak? Well, I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to think too much. So you pedal your bike, your bicycle, to the place where you're going to pay somebody to have sex with you. So, you know, you want to make sure that we're putting everything in context here. It's you are going to pay a woman or a man, I guess, for pleasure of the flesh. but if you ride your bike, you get 5 euros off the final price. Now this, by the way, I didn't know Berlin had a red light district. I know Amsterdam does. I've walked through it. It's kind of boring. But I didn't know Berlin does, but I believe it. I believe it. I feel like the Maison, whatever you said, sort of sounds like a Martin.
The House of Desire. Maison d'Envie.
I feel like that, you know, you remembered that real quick because maybe you wrote it and made it up. I'm going to go ahead. I feel like I have solidified an educated guess, a hypothesis. And I'm going to go with poo. I just feel like brothels going green sounds like something Martin Sargent wrote and then kind of chuckled at afterwards because he thought he was so funny. It's poo. That's my final answer.
Really?
Yep.
Europe's very progressive.
What does that have to do with anything?
Judges!
Progressive?
You are incorrect. That is a true story.
Stupid hookers. Screw you guys. Oh, wait. That's already happening. That sucks. Really? What a dumb thing. I mean, you should get more than €5 off. Just saying. Gosh.
I'm kind of with you, though. I thought that, you know, 45 minutes of passion was more than $120. I don't know.
Well, I wonder if there's like...
I think it should be.
Now, you might know. I've never gone to a prostitute, so I don't know the answer to this. But like, is it all like 45 minutes? Is it like 45 minutes? And if you want me to seem like I'm having a good time, like you got to tip me better or, you know, like, I mean,
I think what a lot of them do,
time spent is so wildly varied.
My friend, Johnny Buss, whose dad owns the Lakers. He used to go to the Bunny Ranch all the time.
Which is legal.
I'm not like exposing him or anything. He like was on MSNBC talking about it. They like give you a menu, apparently.
Ew.
I don't know how it's done in Berlin, but that's what I heard from that place.
It'd probably the same, but in German.
Yeah, it's German
with
food.
Some sauerkraut involved.
Sauerkraut. Kielbasa.
I love sauerkraut, by the way, but I don't need it with my women. Good grief. Separation of church and state.
Molly and I had the best dinner at Walzwerk, that East German restaurant. I told you about it. It's great. You guys got to go there. All right. You ready for your next story?
Yes.
All right. Here it is.
Okay.
A Seattle man is suing the manufacturer of high-end Star Wars novelties after being told that his obesity would double the price of one of their products. David Brody, a 400-pound sci-fi enthusiast, commissioned Endor Enterprises to create a life-size sculpture of him encased in faux carbonite. According to Endor Enterprises' website, having your likeness encased in carbonite like Han Solo in The Empire Strikes Back cost $2,400. But because of Brody's weight, the company said they would have to charge him double because they would be required to use twice as much material to construct the piece. True or poo?
So here are the red flags in this story that are waving at me right now. Twice the material. I understand, you know, it's like on an airplane, like, hey man, you don't really fit in the seat. So, you know, there's something we got to do about it. However, you don't necessarily need both of the seats, you know, but you have no other choice. You know, you can't like buy like a third of a seat. So I do think it's a little suspect that they would say we need twice the material. Therefore, you have to pay twice.
Right.
Twice
because
the
if it was
line.
Double. And also, I always think that most of the work is actually in the craftsmanship of it, not the material.
It's quality, not quantity, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Qualitative, yeah.
I see how you think that.
And I know how you like to, you know, you play a little Dungeons and Dragons yourself. So I know that these sorts of kind of sci-fi enthusiasm stories you tend to gravitate towards. So this is definitely something that might be, you know, in your Google Reader or equivalent, because it's just this is sort of Martin stuff. However, the whole twice the material thing, that's what's getting me. Now, this could be something that you made up. It's like not one of your best, as far as I'm concerned. Or this could be true. this could be true, and it's just the company being lame and, you know, weightist against fat people. And, you know, I'm pretty torn. But since the first one was true, I incorrectly said it was poo. So if this one was true as well, then you'd kind of be trying to throw me off. I think that this is poo. This is a big pile of poo in a toilet. I'm flushing it. There it goes. It's gone now, you know, but it was poo.
A lot of times, say, you know, when you buy like as Jim Tech just pointed out in the chat room, like a quadruple XL shirt, it costs you more. I mean,
it doesn't cost you twice as much, though, does it?
That's a good point.
I've never. I mean, I
can see how you're arriving at the answer. I just want to know, is that your final answer?
Yeah, Martin. It's my final answer.
Judges, yeah. You are correct.
I knew that was poo. That was so poo. See, I told you, Martin likes the sci-fi stories. Every time you hear sci-fi, you know it's probably poo. Just something to
do that. I do that for our audience. I know our audience.
Okay.
I know their taste. Okay, let's do the final one.
All right. So this is for all the marbles. This is it. This is the pivotal moment in true poo.
Ohio State University is under fire for offering a course in pumpkin carving. The Ohio branch of Citizens United, a conservative political group, says Ohio taxpayers should be outraged that public money is being used to teach college students a skill that most people learn in third or fourth grade. But Fran Smith, an instructor in the College of Art who is teaching the course, says that pumpkins are no different as an artistic medium than paints or clays. I would challenge anyone in Citizens United to take my course and then determine whether or not it's a joke, said Smith. You can't simply cut a couple of triangular eyes in a jagged mouth and expect to get an A. We have one student who is carving a pumpkin in an exact likeness of one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. True or poo?
This is... Can you read me that last quote about the Dead Sea Scrolls again? I'm just trying to imagine a teacher saying this.
We have one student who is carving a pumpkin in the exact likeness of one of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
How old are these kids?
College.
So they're not even kids. Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention the first time you read it. I think this is true. Why wouldn't it be? Dead Sea Scrolls sounds like something some college kid would do. It's true.
Final?
Yeah. I want to see a Dead Sea Scroll and a pumpkin. Bring it to me.
Judges! You are incorrect. It's poo!
What? It is?
It's poo! I made it up!
Well, you know what? I hope you're happy because you have ruined my day. Ruined. Good. Absolute. I mean, I might as well just go back to bed.
Oh, what am I supposed to start feeling? Go easy on you? Oh, I can't believe Martin. Yeah. I have a brain tumor. Now I want him to let me.
I have a brain tumor. So, you know, believe me, it's a great excuse. Yeah. Anytime I'm rude to anybody, you know, sorry I snapped at you. I have a brain tumor. You know. Sorry, I just, you know, threw this banana peel at you. I have a brain tumor. Sorry.
Oh, my God. You're not going to pay for dinner? Don't you know I have a brain tumor?
I have a brain tumor. So, I mean, obviously I'm not going to pay. Thanks. It's awesome. Really. I mean, this is going to go far for me. Going to just have to make sure that.
The best thing that ever happened to you.
It might be. I'm not sure yet. But I'm going to start using that excuse liberally and see what I can get away with. You know, like, oh, you know that money I owe you? But I've got this brain tumor, so thank you. You know?
You know, you should like read that Gary Vee book, Crush It, and figure out how to use your brain tumor to like crush it.
Ugh. Who's drinking water? Who's awake right now? Who's breathing right now? I love my family. Yes, I'm sure somehow I can make sure that I crush it extra hard with my tumor. Literally, I mean, I'll crush things like nuts and walnuts and stuff. And all
right.
You're Cylon-ing. Can you unplug and plug back in?
Me?
Yep.
It's always Martin.
Okay, how's that?
Now you have to reset your Skype configuration.
Now, how's that?
Now that's good.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What do I want to do here? Maybe one or two more stories and then tweet beat and then we go home.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Does that sound good with everyone?
That sounds great. You know, Martin, I am a non-anxious kind of right here kind of a gal. So whatever sounds good to you sounds good to me. I am agreeable. I am even Steven right now. It's great. Life doesn't get better than this. I'm literally incapable of spiking. I'm just right here, baby. Right here. All right. So what else is going on in the world of fun?
A website has ranked the cities with the ugliest men in the country. It's kind of fun.
Got the ugliest men.
It's kind of mean. Totalbeauty.com. Kind of a bitchy magazine. Sounds like to me. They ranked...
Where are the ugly guys?
Who do you think? What do you think is the ugliest city in the world? I mean, in the world?
Country.
In the country.
In our U.S. of A.
I should point out, here's like... The way they ranked this was like, you know, how bad their teeth are, like smoking rates, like how many people go to gyms or like gyms per capita, education, contraceptive and erotica sales. So like if there's no like sex stores and stuff like that, they think that these people are less hot. I don't know. So it's kind of some weird things, but it's mostly based on people's health.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Sure. As a rule, the unhealthier you are, maybe the less attractive,
obese, smelly, this kind of thing.
Yeah, clammy,
unkempt.
Sort of with a grayish pallor to your face.
At a certain size, you're limited to wearing sweatpants.
Mm. Right. Oh, and emphasis on the sweat.
Yeah.
You know, they are literally sweat pants.
Right.
Pants full of sweat and you know, in the poo area. What do I think is the worst city? I mean, got to be somewhere in Florida, right? I mean, everything's wrong with Florida.
It's not in Florida. I would have said Florida, too. Number three, though, Miami. This is surprising. Miami, Florida, is number three.
That does surprise me because I thought Miami was always beautiful.
I think that's Miami Beach, like South Beach.
Because the greater part of Miami is a lot of uglies, and we only see like the Miami social part of Miami on the TVs.
I think we're starting to poke some holes in this stupid magazines. It's not making any sense. Okay, if not Florida, what do you think the ugliest? you just guess the state. If you get the state,
okay,
I think you're doing well.
Ugliest state. This does make me feel mean because
I know,
anything
right?
I say, someone from that state who's really good looking is going to be like, "What's your problem?" I don't know. It's not Florida. It's obviously not California because everybody in California is beautiful. So let's go with what's a state that really grinds my gears lately? I don't know. How about Alaska?
That's a clue.
That's a clue.
You just said Alaska because of Sarah Palin.
Well, she's ugly. What are you doing?
Stars at night.
Oh, Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Yes, it is Texas. It's El Paso, Texas. The ugliest people in the country, the ugliest men in the country.
Oh, poor El Paso. No, but you're, I mean,
do we have anyone in the chat room from El Paso?
Say what up? What up?
And if so, email me a picture of yourself right now and we will see.
We will judge you publicly.
We will judge you. We will point out, like sorority sisters, we'll circle all your fat and your teeth.
And then we'll blackball you from future events.
Uh-oh. Andy French's mom is from El Paso.
Well, is she pretty or what?
She's busted. I'll bet she's wonderful.
Don't say that about your mom, Andy. God, get a heart.
French is a
maybe he has a brain tumor. Maybe he can't help it.
And he says she's okay. She's okay.
Now, the thing about, I've never been to El Paso, but I do like a good cowboy. I mean, I'm really kind of a cowboy fan, you know, with the buckle and the whole thing. It works for guys, some guys anyway. So I would think that El Paso would have that going for it, but maybe there aren't a lot of, you know, cool cowboys in the pass.
Pass the old El Paso, pass the old Southwest. Remember that?
This stuff's made in New York City. New York City.
That's Pace Picante. Nearly 15% of the dudes in the Lone Star City of El Paso live less than a ninth grade education. The city also suffers from a notably high rate of obesity. 32% are in below average health. 30% do not exercise regularly. This kind of describes me, actually. Which is probably why there's so few gyms in town.
You're a toothpick. You're not obese. It's like the last thing you are.
I'll just rattle off the rest of the list. Number 8, Houston, Texas. 7 is Philadelphia. 6 is Detroit. 5 is Mobile, Alabama, tied with Huntington, West Virginia. 4 is Greensboro, North Carolina. 3, Miami. 2, Hagerstown,
I'm Maryland. In Miami, trick.
So let me ask you this, Sarah. If I were to move... Yes. I were to move, Martin Sargent were to move to El Paso, Texas, do you think that it would automatically shoot up a few on the list? Maybe go up to number 4 instead of number 1?
Well, obviously, I mean, just think about it. This is math, right? I mean, you put a hot dude in a town full of, you know, cretins, and all of a sudden, you know, the cretins are still cretins, but... Exactly. This is, you know, this is a differential equation if there ever was one, right? Yeah. El Paso
You don't need a ninth grade education to figure out this math problem.
No, you sure don't.
Even the guys in El Paso know that if I were to move there, well, first of all, if I were to move there, I would get so much tail.
Well, is it the kind of tail you want? I mean, a bunch of ugly people.
No, it's only the guys.
Yeah.
I would be the hottest guy in El Paso.
I do not believe that if there's a town full of ugly men that the women are just fine. Like, this has got to be an affliction that affects both sexes, right? It doesn't work that way. You know, the women don't have all the answers in El Paso and the men just happen to be all ugly.
I
really want to go to El Paso now, by the way. I'm like... You know, the chat room says there aren't even any cowboys in El Paso, which is crazy. Aren't we talking about Texas? And that it's full of car thieves.
In El Paso.
The chat room wants us to think that El Paso is basically the worst city in the world. I don't know why they want us to think that. There's got to be some cool stuff going on in El Paso. There's just got to be.
They've got to have good Tex-Mex food, right?
One would think, right? I don't know. It's awful, says Sean C. Is it really?
El Paso,
it sounds so, you know, exotic with cacti and, you know, borders.
Let's take this show on the road.
Let's do it.
Let's make a point of doing episode, let's say number 50, our 50th anniversary. Let's do it in El Paso.
We're going to El Paso in 10 weeks. Is that what we're saying? Think about what you're saying. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what, how we're going to feel in 10 weeks? You know what? I might have half a brain, and then I'll agree to anything. So.
Might.
Yeah. Let's play Tweet Beat.
Let's play Tweet Beat.
Tweet Beat.
Cue the Tweet Beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweet Beat. I said it's time for Tweet Beat. Mr. Martin Sargent said Tweet Beat. Are you ready for the one and only Tweet Beat?
All right, everyone, time for the game the whole internet is talking about. It is called Tweet Beat. Sarah, let me remind you of the rules. I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those two words or phrases has been mentioned the most times in the past 24 hours on Twitter or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you think you understand the rules?
Martin, your rules sound just and fair, and I believe that I am on board.
Okay, then let's play Tweet Beat.
Okay.
What are we going to play for?
Drinks.
What you a dumb play question. For drinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't waste my time here.
Before we do that, Cody Morrow, he's from El Paso, and he has sent me a photo. He has sent me a photo of himself. And we are all going to judge him now. We are going to see if he is, in fact, one of the ugliest people in the country. Should we do that? Would that be fun?
Well, how are we going to see the picture?
I just sent it to Colleen.
Okay. All right.
I sent it to Colleen. I have not looked at the picture yet. I have not looked at the photo. So, I mean, this person could have...
He might be showing somebody other than him.
He might have a deformity. He might have... Oh, there he is.
That's Cody?
That's Cody.
Cody's hot.
You are one
ugly... He's not from El Paso. Oh. He's too cute.
That kid, I'm going to throw up. You are disgusting.
What's with the black
No, he's an all right. He's a good-looking guy. Cody, you're a real looker. You must do... Do you do all right down there in El Paso?
Oh, I think he does all right down there, all right.
You do all right? Are the women... Now send us a photo of your girlfriend.
South of the border, Cody. South of the border with you.
Aaron F. says, Cody looks like he kills people. He does look a little.
What are you talking about? That guy looks like somebody that I could have a good conversation about
Cody's
security
got a wife.
With.
Cody's got a wife.
See?
And, there she is.
No. Oh, now I'm confused. That was a mullet sight. Cody's married to a woman with a mullet. I refuse to believe this.
We may or may not be getting a picture of his wife. But in the meantime, let's play Tweet Beat. If we get the picture of his wife, we'll show it after the game, okay?
All right.
So we're going to play for more drinks. You want to go double or nothing?
So I won. Did I win? I forget.
No.
I lost. Not win. I don't remember anything that happens more than like 2 minutes ago. True Poo is completely out of my memory. I don't even know what we talked about. So I lost. That sucks. Okay, sure. Let's play Double or Nothing.
All right, let's go Double or Nothing. Okay. Are you ready for your first challenge?
Yeah, why not? I'm ready.
Okay. Which has a louder tweet beat? Michael Jordan's son or school was fun? Michael Jordan's son or school was fun?
Michael Jordan's son. Final answer. Who says school was fun? Bunch of nerds.
People who had a good time at school.
Nobody has a good time at school. Come on. You were in school once. You remember. No one says things like that. Unless they want to get beat up.
I loved school.
But would you have tweeted school was fun? You want friends, don't you?
I didn't have
Twitter. You can say things like that.
I didn't have Twitter. It's a stupid question.
You're a stupid question. Whoa, did I just say that out loud? Michael Jordan's son. Final answer.
All right, that was easy. Judges, yes, you're correct. All right, you got that right. Of course, you know why Michael's son's in the news.
I actually don't, but I know no one's saying school was fun.
Well, it was actually closer than you think. 112 people said Michael Jordan's son, school was fun, 54. So Michael Jordan's son, he's going to be a freshman at some Florida college, and that school is like sponsored by Adidas, and they get millions of dollars for this. So he has to wear Adidas. He refuses to. He says he wants to wear Air Jordans. Kind of a dick. Kind of a dick move. Who do you think you are? Just because Michael Jordan's your dad?
Yeah, just because Michael Jordan's your dad, you want to wear Air Jordans? Like, what are you proving, kid? Take your millions and just shut it. You're athletically able and just quit complaining about everything. Wear your Air Jordans when you leave school. How about that? Go home every day and you can wear your dad's dumb shoes. I don't know. Like, Air Jordans are pretty cool.
If it's that important, you have your dad, like, you know.
You know what? Michael Jordan's son, this is the sort of thing that's going to keep you in the shadow of your father for the rest of your life. Get over it. Get over it now before it's too late so you can actually have your own career. I should know.
We're going to look at it after the game. I've sent it to Colleen. Colleen, don't bring it up yet. We are going to look at a photo of Cody and his wife from El Paso, Texas.
Web 7135, by the way, says, Sarah sounds like she has problems, which is a shame. Oh, I've got a few problems. I've got quite a few of them. Thanks for noticing.
She has a brain tumor, a-hole.
Sarah sounds like she's got some problems.
She's got problems. Yeah. You think?
Wow. Sherlock Holmes is on the scene and in our chat room.
Thanks, Dr. House. And by the way, if one more person in the chat room says, it's not a tumor. You know how many people have said that?
It's kind of a dumb little thing. You know, people have been saying it to me around the office too in the Arnold voice, and it's like, you know, the guy's our governor. Everybody just shut up. All right. So I'd like to continue winning. Shall we keep playing?
All right, you got that one. Here's your next challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Silvio Berlusconi or pepperoni? Silvio Berlusconi or pepperoni? Which has a louder tweet?
Is Berlusconi the Italian prime minister or president?
That's correct.
And he's always upsetting everybody. I mean, the guy is a loose cannon if there ever was one. Pepperoni, of course, also Italian. Loved by many.
Also delicious.
Some think that it is delicious. People who eat cured sausages.
I prefer sausage.
Isn't pepperoni a kind of sausage?
Yeah, but you know.
I don't really.
As a pizza top.
I see. You could have sausage or pepperoni or.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you don't say pepperoni sausage. Okay, Silvio Berlusconi or pepperoni? I'm going to have to go with Silvio because, I don't know, I just don't feel like that many people are saying, like, I had a piece of pepperoni pizza. And if they do, I mean, they're obviously not using Twitter correctly. So let's go with Silvio Berlusconi.
Judges? You are incorrect. Silvio Berlusconi, 64, pepperoni, 344.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
I feel
Berlusconi was in the news.
Dumb.
All right. We're tied. This is for everything. This is big because this means right here, this one last question means either you're going to owe me a lot of drinks or it's a wash.
That's right.
And it all comes down to this.
Yep.
It's as exciting as that baseball game last night. Wasn't that something?
I didn't watch.
You were here at my house watching it.
See, I don't remember anything. I watched a baseball game at your house last night.
Yes.
Really?
The Yankees, the Angels.
Who won?
The Angels. Oh. It was a thrill.
Was I excited? Oh,
you were rooting, hooting, and hollering.
Wow. Glad I didn't get nude or anything. Glad there wasn't a lot of nude hollering.
You're going to have to get one of those cameras that they're giving to like Alzheimer's patients.
So I know what I did.
Like takes a picture every 15 seconds or something so they can like retrace their steps.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here it is. Here's the final one.
All right.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Hula hoop or my poop? Hula hoop.
Hula hoop or my poop?
My poop.
Okay, so setting hula hoop aside for just a tick. Who says my poop? I can see, you know, I say things like, anyone, oh, you know, I missed the bus, poop. Or
anyone who is referring to their poop in any regard would say my poop.
Yeah, you I understand say, that's how you would say it.
Porn.
But why would anyone talk about that is my question. I mean, how many people are saying the phrase my poop blank, blank, blank or blank, 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 my poop? And so on. Hula hoop is just, I don't know. I can't really think of any like show that has a hula hoop in it or anything. That hula hoop, I'm actually really good on a hula hoop. I can hula all day. But that is neither here nor there. My poop, I mean, like would people be like, my poop, you know, smells bad? Or I mean, who, like, in what context would my poop be? You know, like, what is there to say about it, really? My poop or hula hoop? I mean, listen, okay, this my answer is already decided, because as you know, this is a show largely about fecal matter. It's just the way that it is. It's always been this way. And I'm going to have to go, you know, with kind of, you know, the basis of our very existence. This Week in Fun was built on poop. And so my final answer is my poop. Take that, hula hoop.
Final?
Final.
Now, before I reveal the answer, I take it that you did not see the video of Michelle Obama hula hooping.
Oh, God, really?
And she did it breathtakingly.
Did she? She's got the hips, huh?
Yeah, she's got that. She's got a shelf. It's just like there was no place for it to go.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the Obama shelf. Well, that stinks. No, yeah. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, I kind of screwed you up there. Judges, you are incorrect. Hula hoop 26. My poop 28.
Well, just goes to show you, never bet on TWIF. It'll always get you. It'll get you in the end.
Let's see actually what people are saying about their poop. Let's read a couple. I wonder.
No, let's not.
There's nothing really all that crude. If my poop is green, what's that mean?
That means that you ate a lot of lettuce. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, I need a plastic bag. Here's the thin
nap. Come on. You know what? This is, you know, I don't.
I should eat Dr. Oz about my poop situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How big my poop is. Why is my poop always after eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Stop. Stop.
Okay.
Jeez Louise. I don't want to read about other people's poop. You know, it's bad enough.
All right. That was fun. But before we go, why don't we take a look at our friend Cody and his wife. They are a beautiful couple.
They live in El Paso?
They are cute. She's a kind of goth a little bit. Is that more? She's sort of like hippie goth.
I wouldn't say hippie or goth.
No, I can't tell. I can't tell in the photo. I thought she was wearing hemp, but it's not.
No,
they're a darling couple.
She looks pretty normal to me. She's pretty cute. They're a very cute couple.
Doesn't it always kind of give you a thrill when you see photos of people in our audience or meet people in our audience and they look perfectly normal?
Yeah, like they aren't missing like, you know, a head.
Up a chromosome or something.
They look like they can probably get through a basic algebra class. You know, we're like, all right, hey, you know, caliber's going
I'm
up.
Just joking. We have the best audience in the world. We always have.
I mean, you think about the best. I mean, the things that we talk about week after week, and these people, you know, enjoy our.
There's 500 people in this Twit Live. This one chat room alone that I'm in right here, the IRC thing.
Yeah,
and that is
I know
stuff.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now, it
I mean, granted, half of them are complaining about us for the whole 90 minutes, but
you're right. I mean, there's probably half of these people are just waiting for Steve Gibson and Security Now to come on.
Hold your horses. There's got to be some security around here.
Worry.
Boy, Martin, we should wrap things up.
You'll be able to patch your computer in a few minutes, folks. It's fine. The worm ain't going to get in there. Anyway, hey, everyone, thank you so much for watching. Cody and your beautiful wife, thank you for participating. Sarah?
Yes, Martin?
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Really? This was a good show.
You look
I felt
great.
You don't
seem like you have that much wrong with your head.
Good.
And and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Because I'm thrilled too. And I mean, I'm definitely not 100%. You know, I'm the first person to admit that I'm kind of just floating through right now, but I'm enjoying myself. And I'm really glad that everybody came out to watch us on TWIFT today. And, you know, all the support that everyone's given, it's like, I'm not even going to talk about it because I'll start crying and I'll miss everybody.
Yeah.
It's just been really top notch. So thanks for that.
Everyone's been great. So, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. We're going to be back here again next week, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're over the hill. What else do we have to do?
We'll be back again next week.
Basically have osteoporosis. So we might as well just do the show because we can't walk around anymore.
No, pretty much not.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm homebound, and well, you have a brain tumor. So,
yeah.
All right, Sarah. We'll see you later
worst
at the bar, Matthew. All right.
Ever.
All right. Bye, everyone. Till next week. Have fun.
Whiff out.